Now, 10:08, it's Sky Sports Radio, and Helen Sinclair joining me now to take a look at Taree today. Morning, Helen.
Very good morning.
Now, what's the weather and track like there?
The weather's beautiful today. We had a very hot one yesterday, which dried the track out to be a good 3 today. And now it's a very lovely cool breeze and probably about 20 degrees, so it's a perfect day for racing.
And the rail today?
The rail's out 3 for the entire circuit.
All right, so 3 metres for the entire circuit, a good 3. And after a warm day yesterday, beautiful cool breeze today.
Yes, and the weather's fine. There's going to be a fine day all day, Sean, and it's a beautiful day for racing.
All right, terrific. Well, enjoy the day there.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Helen. Helen Sinclair from Taree. Now, Priscilla Looker is going to find the winners for us. Morning, Priscilla.
Good morning, Sean. Yeah, pleased to see the temperature a little bit cooler than what we had yesterday. I'm sure the track will race well, and there's been a few well-backed runners throughout the card.
Right. Now, the first maiden, Cole Skelding's Entires, 1 Flu Shot, is 14. 2 Bullseye Score, 240. 3 Destiny's Choice, $1.75. 4 Military Bay, 12. 5 There You Go Bay, 16. 6 Frosty Yola, 51. 7 Osbed Trump, 51. Number 8 Bicromac, 51. And 9 Caldero, 51. $1.75 for 3 Destiny's Choice.
He looks awfully short, but he looks hard to beat. 3, 2, 5 and 8. And with the 3 on top in Destiny's Choice, he's had 13 starts for 6 placings, and he finished second at Musterbrook last time out. That was over the 900 metres. He settled up on the speed. He certainly wasn't disgraced by any means. I think they've taken the tongue tie off him today. I just think from the good gate over the 1,000 metres with the rail out, he should be right up on the bunny. And although he's had a couple of chances, he's obviously racing very well this preparation with 3 runs under the belt. 2 in at Bullseye Score. I think he's the interesting runner of the field. He had 1 run back. That was at Gosford. It was over the 1,100 metres. And although he was beaten 7 lengths, there's been a fair bit of form come through that race. The winner has gone on to win in town. CJ Graham takes the claim. He's had a change of stable. He's having the first run for Nathaniel Scott here today. But I just think that provincial form is strong enough to put him in good stead. Just a little bit of an awkward gate to overcome. That's probably the only query. The 5 in, There You Go, Bo. He's had the 4 career starts. He worked forward to lead off a wide gate first up at Port Macquarie. I thought he boxed on well. He was only beaten the 2.4 lengths. I dropped him back to the 1,000 metres. He will appreciate dropping 3 kilos in the weights. And from the inside draw, if he doesn't lead, he shouldn't be far from them. And the 8 in by Chromas, the best of the rest. He is in the Neil Godbolt stable. He's beaten 6 lengths at Port Macquarie. He was on an 8-week freshen up, so I just feel there's probably a little bit of fitness improvement to come with him. 3, 2, 5 and 8 for me in race 1.
All right, race 2, 1 Magnolia Power, $1.55, 2 Gold Rhapsody, 81, 3 Miss Piper Rose, 51, 4 On Time, 440, 5 Wow Wow Kapow, 10, number 6 Got the Giggles, 15, 7 Danger Woman, 14, 8 out, 9 Katie's in Charge, 26, 10 Poppy Field, 26, 11 out, 12 up to it is 13, and 13-0 Jester, 151. Favourite short, 1 Magnolia Power, $1.55.
Yeah, they just keep backing her. She's very short now. 1, 4, 12, and 5. And with a top weight on top in Magnolia Power, she just looks very hard to beat. Her run at Hawkesbury first up was terrific over the 1,000 metres. She had no luck. She worked up 3 wide. She was only beaten the 1.9 length. And they took her to Port Macquarie, and she was a late scratching at the gate. So not sure if she played up or she didn't load, but they sent her back to the trials, and she was never let off the bridle in that Newcastle heat. There's been a winner come through that that trial already, and it was obviously just to give her a pass mark at the gate. So she needs to do everything right today. She needs to load up. She needs to behave herself. But I think if she jumps away, she just looks the class runner of the field. The 4 in On Time, I was taken with her trial. She's only had the 1. That was at Scone over the 900 metres. She was another filly that had a soft time. She settled up on the speed. She looked like she had plenty to give. Rod Northam and Robert Thompson, just a leafy combination. But she will need every chance from that little bit of an awkward gate with her being on debut. The 12 in Up to It, she's racing very consistent, although she's had 15 starts and been placed 3 times. She wasn't far away at Newcastle last start. I do feel This is definitely an easier assignment. You only get half a kilo over the limit. And the 5 Wow Wow Cow Poe, she's had a number of trials. She's first up today, well, she's on debut from the Stephen Farley Yard. And she's doing the inside gate, no trial being this preparation, but she's had a fair few educational ones last time in. She looks hard to beat, although she's very short. 1, 4, 12, and 5.
One Heaven to Murgatroyd, 51. 2 Pinnacle Power is $5. 3 Prince Silence, 26. 4's out. 5 Divine Missile, 7. 6 Agonaki, $3. Number 7, Mon Cherie, 26. 8 Sharpest, 15. 9 Snugglebug, 101. 10 Galassi Gaze, 650. 11 Little Funny Bunny, 101. 12 Wild Sheila, 370. 13 Harry and the Duke, 61. 14, 15, 16 out. Now, the favourite here at $3, 6 Agonaki.
10, 12, and 5. I'm with him on top, Saganaki. He showed a lot of promise last preparation. He was just doing a few things wrong. He finished second at Tari over the 12.50 behind Taken On Champ, who's a smart filly, and he was slow to begin out of the gates that day. He probably should have won, but he just put himself out of contention early in the race. And then he went to Port Macquarie over the 1500, and I think he just had enough last time in. So he's had the benefit of the one run back. That was at Scone over the 1300. It was just miles too short. He got back, but he wasn't taking ground off them late in the piece. The winner was too good, but take the winner out. He wasn't beaten that far. He's been placed second up in the past. He gets up in distance today to the mile second up, but I just think perhaps a more mature horse's preparation. And Robert Thompson did ride him last time in, so he has had a sit on him. He's been knocking at the door, the two placings from 4 stars. So I just feel he's a horse with so much upside. Likewise with the 10 in Go Lassie Go. I mean, thought she's on face value a little bit disappointing at Corindai on debut over the 1200, but perhaps they were just a bit split for her there. She was beaten 6.5 lengths. They stepped her up to the 1450 on the Corindai track last start, and she just had no luck off a bad gate. She worked up 3 and 4 wide the entire. I thought she looked the winner halfway down the straight and just peaked. I thought she'd done a good job to stick on and be only beaten the 1.4 length. So she gets a good gate today. A senior rider goes aboard, and I think she's definitely screaming out for the mole. Just probably where she gets. If she can hold a position, I'd be fairly confident. The 12 in at Wild Sheila, she's another one from the Chris Lee's yard that's lightly raced. She's done a few things wrong at Tamworth. First up, she was held up. She wanted to lay in, only beaten the 1.4 lengths over the 1,200. And she went to the 1,500. The leader just got away with murder in front. And she's still green. She still wants to lay in. She's not quite sure what it's all about. But I just think that she's just a filly that will improve every time she steps out. Probably better for the run over the 1,500 today. And the 5 in Divine Missile. I thought run very well at Canberra over the mile last. Tried hard to be beaten the 1.4 length. Hit enough now and drawn the inside. I'm sure we'll get a nice run. 6, 10, 12 and 5 for Mean Race 3.
Okay, we go to the next event, Race 4. Now, 1 Kensington is $6.50. 2 is out. 3 Magic Name, 360. 4 Moken is 23. Number 5, Sees Them All, 41. 6 Super Bonus, 81. 7 Aristocratic, 41. Number 8, Carlo Dreaming, 8.50. 9, Front View, 2.40. 10 out. 11, Bedavia, $8. And number 12, Gannett Peak, 12. 2.40 favourite, 9, Front View.
Yeah, this I found this a very tricky race. It's got so many different form lines to line up. And over the 2,000 metres, they are always tricky. Just was looking for a little bit of value. And I think she was about $20 earlier on. She's now into $8.50. The 18, Carlo Dreaming. I know a strike rate obviously isn't the best, 1 win in 18 starts, but I feel she's flying without a lot of luck. She went to the 2200 at Grafton 2 starts ago. She finished second behind Azza Rose, who certainly looks a promising type, and she was only beaten the 1.3 length on that occasion. She then finished third at Grafton over the 1700 in Class 2 company last start, and I thought she was unlucky. She didn't get a lot of room over the concluding stages. I think had she have got clear running, she would have made it interesting. Now, Mashani Astana won the race, has since gone on to win at Corindai, and the second horse in Tantat Nova Franked that form by winning yesterday at Grafton. So I just feel she's got the form on the board. She gets a claim for Leah Kilner once again. She's had a couple of sits on her now. Tongue tie on for the first time. I want to see her get too far back with the rail out 3 metres over the distance, but she's got the residual fitness on her side and we know she'll run the trip out strongly. The 11 in Bedivere, she's the interest, or he's the interesting runner of the field. He's only had the 2 career starts. He went to Musselbrook on debut over the 1280. He was beaten about 3.4 lengths. And then he's run at Newcastle last start, I thought was solid enough. He only got going late in the piece. So he looks a horse that's screaming out for the distance. Blinkers go on him today for the first time at start number 3. So I wouldn't be surprised. And he's got a knack with doing it with these horses, Chris Lee, stepping him up in trip. And they generally get a win on the board fairly quickly. The 9, the favourite in front view. I've got no knocks on him whatsoever. He finished 3rd at Newcastle, 2 runs ago over the 1850. Went to Hawkesbury over the 2100 last start. He got a long way out of his ground and he was only beaten half a length. Love the run. I just query on, you know, where he's going to settle from the gate. And I think Ben Looker has picked up the ride. Josh Adams not riding today. And the top weight, he's the interesting runner. He went first up 1450 at Musselbrook. Just condition gave out there. So he should strip a lot fitter, but has a big weight to carry here. 8, 11, 9, and 1 for me in race 4.
Okay, the 5th event, 1 out now. 2 Dashing Savannah, $6. 3 Fagewedge, 11. 4 Giddy Up, 10. 5 Witty Woman, 15. 6 out. 7 Port Gold, $5. 8 out. 9 Shoal River, it's 51. Number 10 Ruby Two Shoes, 12. 11 Munro, 26. 12 Piccolo Miss, $4. 13 out. 14 Mayfair Lady, 6. 15 Falsified, 8. 18 rather. And 16 Mostia Lucy at 12, 4 even for 12 Piccolo Miss.
Not the easiest race, that's for sure. I ummed and ahed and I swapped and changed on a number of occasions and I've come up with 7 here in Port Gold, 7, 12, 3 and 14. Just think this man's racing so well. I mean, he was a winner last start at Taree. I know that was Melbourne Cup Day and it was in non-tab company, but that was over the 1400. I just feel she's probably better coming back in trip. 3 of her 5 wins have been on the Taree circuit. Wendy Peel will take a little bit of weight off today, which will certainly help her chances. And she's a mare that's been very versatile. I mean, she got back a long way over the 1500 at Tuncurry 4 starts ago, and she's led in the past. So she can settle down anywhere. And maybe that win last start will just give her that little bit of confidence to go on with the job. I mean, she is a 5-times winner, and a couple of these have only won, you know, 1 and 2 races. So I think she's well-placed with the claim on the home track. The 12 in Piccolo Miss. Now, it's been a long time since this mare has passed the post first, and the strike rate's not the best, 4 wins in 50, but she's just been racing well. She hasn't had a lot of luck at her last couple of starts. She finished 3rd at Grafton over the 1,200 2 runs ago behind Chloride. He's since come out to win. And then at Kempsey over the 1250, just got into a little bit of traffic approaching the corner, but I thought she worked the line well. She creeps up the 2 kilos, and I guess the query is the 1250 with her because all of her wins have been at the 1,000. But maybe now she's getting on with age. She's looking for that little bit of extra distance, and she's a very fit mare. She's a mare that seems to be holding her condition quite well. 3, I've got in for 3rd in Fudge Wedge. Didn't quite run a strong 1400. At Grafton last start, that was checked at about 150 metres out and just didn't get clear running. So the margin was 4.9 lengths, but I feel she should have finished closer in the run home had she got a little bit of luck early in the straight. She's another one that's been honest without winning, but coming back in trip will definitely suit her. And the 14 in Mayfair Lady from the Barry Radcliffe stable finished 4th at Grafton 2 starts to go, and then went to Port Macquarie to finish 3rd behind Total Power last start. She was up on the speed. I think she'll be ridden in a similar manner once again. So chipping away quite well. But I'm pretty keen on the 7 here in Port Gold. 7, 12, 3 and 14 for me in race 5.
On to race 6 now. 1 Tiger's Image, 480. Number 2 is The Optimist, is 360. 3's out. 4 Charlie's Law, 7. 5 Flick Pass, 6. 6 Toast, $7. 7 One More is 26. 8 First Time Lucky, $9.50. 9, 10, 11 out. 12 Syrah, 14. 13 Uncanny Effort, 15, 14 Grenache, 19, 15 Clever Gent, 81, 16 Star Beetle, late scratching. 360 favourite, number 2 is the Optimist.
I am pleased to see this is a race for the rising stars, all the young apprentices coming through, and I'm pleased to see that the boys have got a couple on the tally here today, because we had a rising stars series at Port 2 weeks ago, and it was a field of female jockeys. So the boys have put their hands up. They've got a couple of rides here. Well, there's two males in the field, so we'll see which gets the upper hand here. But I'm 2, 1, 5, and 12. I'm with the Optimist. I've actually made him one of the best bets on the card. I just feel he's flying this preparation. He's won the 2 from 3, won it Nowra over the 1400. He then went to Moree to win in Class 2 Company over the 1300. He was a winner by 2.5 lengths, and he just come back to the 1200 last time out at Grafton. He worked up wide from the 600 metres home behind Camillo, and he was only beaten 1.2 lengths. I like that Leah's been on him, Leah Kilner, his last couple of runs, so she's got a feel for him. He's a winner on the track, and he's drawn to get a nice run. So I don't want to see him get as far back as he did last time out, but he should have freshened up quite nicely for today's effort. Top weight in Tiger's Image. Got absolutely no knock on him. I just don't know where he gets from the gate. He was a winner at Taree 2 runs ago. He then went to the Tab Highway at Rose Hill over the 1100, and they were just a bit slick for him there. He got back from the gate. He covered a little bit of ground. He does creep up the 3 kilos, but he gets his home track. See, they put the earmuffs on him for the pre-race today, so he must have got himself a little worked up at Rose Hill last start, because he's been okay in his earlier runs, his preparation. He's a horse that generally parades on the pony, so probably a yard watch with him. The 5 in Flick Pass, he found himself back in the winner's circle last start at Port Macquarie. He was up on speed. He dug deep. Horse that looked in a bit of trouble halfway down the straight, but he's just so honest. He probably needs a soft run to run the 1250 out, but from the gate, he's likely to roll forward with the claim, so he's definitely holding that residual fitness. And the 12 in Syrah, always had a query on this horse at 1450, but I thought he ran well at Kempsey last start. He was only beaten the 1.9 length. A backing distance will certainly suit, and he gets down to 53.5 kilos after the claim of CJ Graham. So he's racing consistent without winning. 2, 1, 5, and 12 for me in race 6.
Race 7, 1 Golden Comet, 250, 2 Southern Flight, 15, 3 Velbeta, 950, 4 out, 5 Mr. McElroy is 18, 6 out, 7 2 Easy Bros, 750, number 8 Silver Melody, 260, 9 Spinning Quarters, 41, 10 Lobin Hood, 19, 11 Respetta, 12. Favourite 250, 1 Golden Comet.
An interesting race here, and there's a fair bit of early tempo. 8, 1, 2 and 7, I've come up with the 8 here in Silver Melody. She was actually scratched, I think, from the Port Macquarie meeting last week, and I was pretty keen on her there. But she's had 1 run back. It was at Newcastle over the 900 metres. She led them up. I thought she looked home, and maybe she just got a little bit tired late in the piece, beating the 1.5 length. So I just think that with that run under the belt, she'll take improvement. I just love where she's drawn the rails. If she doesn't lead, she'll be in the box seat and left for one last crack at them. Top weight in Golden Comet. I mean, how do you knock him? He's a horse. He's carried weight. He works off bad gate. He's chasing 3 wins on the trot, just up the 3 kilos. But he absolutely bolted in last start. The margin was 3.5 lengths. He's a go-forward type of horse. But Jeff Keogh just gets along with him so well. And he's been aboard him in all 7 career starts. So they're hoping to keep that combination going today. The 2 in Southern Flight. A mare that can certainly gallop. She's won the 4 from 12, and she's been off the scene for 12 months. She went to Doomben first up on a Saturday in a 0-70 rating. She had no trial under the belt. She was up on speed and beaten about the 6.5 lengths, but she's got a great second up record, placing the 3 from 3. And although she goes up 3.5 kilos, she's coming back a long way in grade. And the 7 in 2 Easy Bro, previously trained by Helen Page, and now in the Terry Evans yard, was a winner at the Gold Coast 2 runs ago over the 1,100 metres, and then only beaten about 1.8 lengths their last time out. So comes back to country grade, drawn a good gate, and racing very well in stronger company. 8, 1, 2 and 7 for me in the last.
All right, now, what's your best there today, Priscilla?
Well, I thought it was a little bit tricky because, as I mentioned, they're backed a few on the card and a couple of them have got into quite short now. But I've come up with race 6, number 2 in The Optimus in the Heat of the Rising Stars. As I mentioned, Leah Kilner had been aboard him at his last couple of runs, and from the gate, he should get a nice run off a hot tempo. As far as the quarter goes, in a couple of these legs, I've had to go a little bit wider. In race 4, which is the first leg of the quaddy, I've gone with 4 selections, 8, 11, 9 and 1. In the second leg, 7, 12 and 3. In the third leg, 2, 1 and 5. And in the last leg, we'll finish it off with 8, 1 and 2.
All right, terrific. We'll have a good day and look forward to hearing your late mail throughout the day.
Thank you, Sean.
Thanks, Priscilla. Priscilla Luca, checking out the meeting today at Taree. It's 29 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio.